truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. 30 years after it was first introduced, the Federal Interstate Registration Scheme will be scrapped. Both houses of federal parliament have now passed the Interstate Road Transport Legislation Repeal Bill 2018 with support from both the major parties. Shadow Transport Minister Anthony Albanese telling Parliament the introduction of the national regulator has made the scheme redundant. He says less than 2% of the nation's heavy vehicles, about 14,000, operate under the Federal Interstate Registration Scheme. And he says an independent evaluation of the scheme in 2016 found no evidence that it was achieving its policy objectives, given the changes that have been made to national regulation. And the Federal Interstate Registration Scheme will now be phased out over the next 12 months. A study into workplace injuries in the transport industry has revealed transport workers are up to 5 times more likely to be injured at work than any other Australian worker. The findings come out of Monash University research and have been released in a report called the National Transport Industry Health and Wellbeing Study. Linfox Logistics and the Transport Workers Union supported the study and looked at injury rates among truck drivers, logistics, storage and warehousing workers, managers and executives. Contributing to the higher national rate of workplace injuries were a number of factors, including sedentary jobs, long working hours, shift work, isolation, fatigue and sleep deprivation, among others. Engine manufacturer Cummins has confirmed a significant new joint venture with the Chinese vehicle manufacturer JAC Motors. The 50-50 partnership comes after Cummins purchased the 50% equity held by Navistar in the JAC Navistar Diesel Engine Company. JND engine operations were launched in 2013 with the goal being to provide JAC with access to Navistar's Euro 5 and Euro 6 emissions compliant engine technology. The JND operation boasts a 1 million square foot facility capable of producing 200,000 engines annually. Cummins currently supplies light duty, medium and heavy duty engines to JAC Motors for its domestic market in China, as well as its global operations. It's not yet known if the engines produced by Cummins and JAC Motors in China will be exported to other markets. We'll keep updated. The key transport hub of Toowoomba welcomes a new parts and services dealer for Volvo, Mack and UD truck owners and operators. Volvo Group Australia has confirmed the appointment of Western Truck Group as its parts and services dealer in the growing southeast Queensland city. Boss of Volvo Group, Peter Vorhove, telling heavyvehicles.com.au the appointment is good news. He says Toowoomba's strategic location means the Western Truck Group team will become another strong link in our Australia-wide chain of industry-leading parts and services dealerships. The appointment follows the Queensland Truck Centre sale of the dealership to Craig Black Group, owner of Western Truck Group. Craig Black Group will also take over operations in Mount Isa and Warana on the Sunshine Coast. The team at Hino Australia continues to shine, with the Japanese brand bestowing another Service Dealer of the Year award on the local operation. The win comes just a month after Hino Australia was named winner of the 2017 Parts Department of the Year award. What got Hino across the line for the award? Well, their track record on customer retention, customer-orientated activities such as fleet training, customer information management and support programs. Remarkably, this is the 7th consecutive year that Hino's taken out the Double Crown. The Australian Trucking Association believes the current laws governing the road transport industry are flawed and need to be reviewed. The ATA CEO, Ben Maguire, has called on the nation's transport ministers to back what he says would be an urgent review into heavy vehicle national law. And he says that review needs to be undertaken by an independent and eminent Australian from outside the transport sector. He says the review should focus on road access approvals and the prescriptive work and rest hours, including work and rest hour tolerances for electronic work diaries. He says the heavy vehicle permit approval system for road access within the HVNL states is a barrier to productivity and investment, particularly for oversize and overmass operators. And a small number of UD Quon trucks are being recalled in Australia to fix a possible electric fault. In total, just 65 UD trucks are involved in the recall action. It's being overseen by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. All of the affected vehicles were sold in Australia between the 1st of January last year and the 23rd of February this year. The recall notice advising that the vehicle headlights may not illuminate when the stalk switch is turned on and may suddenly turn off or illuminate intermittently while driving. The ACCC advises that owners will be contacted by direct mail and advised to contact their nearest Volvo Group Australia repairing dealer to arrange an inspection and repair of the vehicle.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Noticed all the light commercial vehicles on the roads today? Well, we figured this booming segment of the market needed a new focus. Ute and Van Guide provides unbiased reviews of new utes and vans available on the Australian market. We drive and use these vehicles as they were intended to ensure you get the best information and opinions based on real-world experience before you decide which new ute or van to purchase. And stay up to date with the latest commercial vehicle news too at uteandvanguide.com.au.